Stop.
Mama, Mama.
No. Let's eat dinner.
You want a little ketchup?
Yeah. No, give us some of mine. I have two more.
That's all right. I can't give it to you.
Some of mine. Look at it.
Okay, I'll take a little.
It's too complicated. Leave it,
never
Joe.
Never mind.
Leave it, Joe.
It really is off the air, huh?
Well, it wasn't on last week.
So it's off the air. That's too bad. My favorite program. It's the only way I stayed even vaguely informed. Is our thing on, the golden bowl, or we already saw the part?
Sure.
Too bad.
Mommy?
Oh, I really have a bad cold.
Mommy, how about if the news on?
Wouldn't they have called you by now?
Somebody doesn't show
at
6.
Right.
Mommy!
For GP.
Mommy, that good dinner! That good!
Is it good?
Yeah.
We shouldn't
taking
have
the weekend off for you.
You shouldn't have. Mommy,
I'll do it!
Sure, because she
ketchup.
Had that hideous...
She asked if she could come.
Maybe she's religious.
What are bone marrows?
There's a blood test that Daddy looks at. So much.
Riley is back though, right?
Yeah, but this week I just had them to get all the...
All the tough stuff.
Yeah. And I get a lot of consults in my office now.
Oh, my God. Daddy? Control? Daddy?
No.
Is there some time, like in the spring or in the summer, that we can come and visit you at your hospital when it's this, that you...
Well, maybe someday you can come around with me.
I'm going to come here too. No, you're not
right. You mean you like to walk down?
Yeah. And sometimes I like to come with them too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe someday you can like grounds with them.
Okay. I think you'd get bored if you spent a morning with Daddy. It would be too hard.
Mm-hmm. I brought my book and my watercolor pens.
Daddy has to move too fast.
Oh.
But Sunday, you can come with me this Sunday.
Okay. Could you, Laura can't come with you.
Not until she's older.
You didn't start when you were that little.
My mommy! My mommy!
When you're 3, you can come? No, you have to be 4. So Anna didn't go until she was 4. Isn't that right,
Pat? Yeah. When Laura's 4, she can come.
Well, in less than a month, I'll be 5, you know.
Yeah.
My mouth, please. And no one thinks that. And Mommy, I want to bring a cake to school. Or a cupcake.
All right, we'll just talk how to do it.
I think I want to go to Ralph's and buy one of the cakes. One of those cakes.
Yeah, we'll decide what to do. When the time gets very close.
It is very fun.
Yes, it's very
fun. And so do you think we should go to Ralph's or the bakery?
I think we should worry about it when we get there.
Ralph, I'm begging.
I
Good. You finish your milk now.
More milk.
How do you like this meatball?
Fine.
This stuff is soy protein and not just meat. But Ralph's makes.
What do you mean?
Oh, super good.
It's cheaper?
Much cheaper. 60 cents a pound.
What do they add to it?
Soy, ground up soy, vegetable protein.
Okay.
How do you know how much is meat and how much is...
That's, you don't, I'd like to know.
Well, you can guess. 60 cents a pound and your normal is $1.50?
$1.20. A gram meat, so it's half vegetable, half meat.
No, more.
It's mostly...
Two-thirds.
Anyway,
it's
soy.
Mommy, look at that. I ate all my meatloaf and I'm all finished.
Would you like more meatloaf?
Our lips hurt.
Yeah, it's because it's been windy and kind of cold.
You want some more water?
Yeah.
You want some more, Joe?
No.
You want some more, Sue?
Oh, no, thank you.
Just Laura and Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Sandu provided carrot cake for dessert.
Really?
Carrot cake and soy.
Huh?
And soy.
It's
called
soy.
Not
carrot cake, really, Mom.
Yes, really.
Soy.
Sorry.
Cousin. Two halves. I cut it. A whole carrot cake.
Good job, Laura. You are cutting it in two halves.
Who wants vegetables?
She said cut it into two halves.
Oh, good.
Into a half.
Yeah, she said she did it in two halves. Got a girl. Are you going to eat it now? Laura, cut her meat.
Good girl.
I'll show you
careful, Beecher. Careful.
Don't spill it. Now, you can use it.
I go like this.
Watch it, your milk is gray, Beecher. It almost went all the way over. That's right. Well, I don't know about you, Bear, but I prepared the middling version of it.
My official food is primarily in my body, and I know this. Oh, Laura, you can't do that.
What I can say is everybody had a hard day.
Yeah, you did a good job, though.
I had a hard morning.
Look at this dining floor. In here. It's nothing like eating in a hamper. Not that I didn't do a lot of work to do, because I did. Clean his clothes, the children. They are. That's their first set of outfits from today. They changed about three times.
Well, Mommy, why I changed is first it was cold, then I was on the dinner floor.
Do you know where you left all your clothes?
There.
That's right.
I thought I was going to put them away.
And you forgot. Laura, that's going to tell.
No, that's not a good idea.
Then I knew I would put away.
Do I need to take your cup
then
away?
Then I knew I would put away after my dessert. I thought we were having muffins.
Well, you can have the choice of carrot cake or a date nut muffin.
Carrot cake. Give me carrot cake.
There?
Carrot.
I think I prefer a muffin.
You've never tried carrot cake, have you? I like it.
I think of carrot cake you want.
How do you know?
Because it's delicious. Well, I don't want it. I don't need that napkin.
All right.
And I want to make room for my carrot cake.
What does carrot cake do?
I think I'd rather have a
muffin.
But I think I'll have it there.
Overcome your prejudice.
I'm sure I like it. No.
I like carrot cake. I want carrot cake, Mom. I'm a carrot cake, Mommy.
Just a minute, sweetie.
She would just taste it.
Well, first, you grow up. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Uh-oh. Mom, Dad, here.
I'll take my own tip.
Okay, let's
see.
Cut you a little piece there? Susan makes the most heavenly carrot cake you've ever tasted anywhere.
It's good.
I do.
It needs to have a napkin.
I have to, Laura, because look what happened.
Yeah, you can have my napkin.
These are cake.
No.
You want my napkin?
It's as good as Susan's homemade
carrot
cake. Okay. What? It's not a bad activity to do with the children. At the moment, Joanna and I are great picture drawers, aren't we? We're working on books. See how crumbly it is, Joe? Get a couple of napkins and suddenly...
Just put it on in their place.
All right.
Here. Mommy, give me some.
You're getting some. Sit down in your chair so you can get some.
Yeah, fox.
Fox.
I got a fox.
You got a fox? Is that what that looks like?
To her?
Hey, Joe and I are going to tip your milk.
So that's something new that they make now, girls?
Meat? Yeah.
Smell cake! My milk!
You have milk in your cup.
The other meat is so old you can smell the meat counter a block away.
What do you mean?
It's sitting there. People are buying meat. I watch people in the store and they will buy pie when not buying meat.
The meats were smelled old?
It did, didn't it, Joanne? It smelled bad by that meat. Okay, go sit down. Last more.
Chair.
Last more, Laura.
Can I get some last more?
Yeah, get in your chair, though.
Get in your chair.
Everybody gets a little bit of last more.
Here, Laura, go sit down at your place
your
at
chair.
The table. Thank you. And that's all. Okay, bees.
We're just having a fat tummy.
Yeah, she is. You both are. Here, Joanna. It's all crumbled up on you. And I'll eat these little crumbles for me. That's my last one. Of what?
No, this is
64 cents a pound. It's mostly plant. Mostly soy. But soy is as good a protein as meat. Yeah, so. But it doesn't taste bad. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper. I wanted to buy a turkey again, but they didn't do it.
And I bet if they do, it would be expensive.
Well, no, turkey is not so bad. Turkeys taste good. A mommy Lynn Powell maker. Remember how delicious that turkey was that I made?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How did you borrow my park? Did Dr. Osher move?
Sunday.
It was feeling better finally?
A little bit, yeah. Still sleeping for
12 hours
a day.
Right. I mean, during the day?
No.
Or at night, too?
More.
You could do that.
I'm not more.
How could I sleep 12 out of every 24 hours?
You could if you were allowed to.
Oh, God, I'm so tired. You better believe it. I could do that for a few weeks.
Not my shot.
Before I got tired of it. What'd you do, Bear? Daddy choked on a piece of soy meat.
No. On the water that the vegetables were in.
She had to cough it up out of her windpipe. She really choked on it.
We can water on that.
Well, we'll get water on it in a minute. You know what, Laura? You have bread from a day ago still stuck on your forehead. Right there. Have a good time. Where are you going, BC?